Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 9th of August and it's also the 10th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's. It's good to have you here. This Sunday we bring you water, waves and a cry for help. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy having time with us today, being part of St John's community, and also having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here, and it's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first name and location into the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. And your comments will act as a sign of who we gather here with today. No pressure, you don't have to. And every week there are people who don't say hello through the comments, as it were. That's just fine. There's also plenty of people who listen afterwards because they can't make the live stream live. They're not around at 4 o'clock or at this time, wherever you are at the world. So if you want to, it's simply an invitation. If you can, please do stay with us here till the end of the service. This is a good thing to do. We'll also have not one, not two, but almost 3 weeks photos, because we've got one from 3 weeks ago because I was slow on the uptake and I realised what Bjorn was talking about, I think. So, who do we have online here today? First out of the gate was indeed Bjorn from Lübeck in northern Germany. And Bjorn says, hello, Cardiff. Greetings from Bjorn. It's been a stressful week for me. I hope you did better. Bjorn, I'm so sad to hear that it's been stressful for you. I hope it gets better soonish, if not immediately. It's great to have you with us. It really is. And as if to prove a point that most of our people are based in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We go from northern Germany, Lübeck, where it is high summer at the moment, to Uruguay, Montevideo, and to Myrta. And Myrta says, hello from a sunny Montevideo. I'm so glad it's sunny because, of course, Myrta is just halfway through winter, maybe just beginning to peek out the other side. So lovely to welcome you, Myrta. Addy, hi everyone. She says it's sunny, but a breezy afternoon here. And here for Addy is somewhere not so far away from Cardiff, not quite as far as Monmouth. So just maybe 8 or 10 miles a bit east. Now, let's see who else we've got. Violet says, hi, Sarah. I hope you're all doing well. Coming from Texas. And as yesterday engaged, Violet, I am so thrilled to have you on the live stream. We normally see each other at St. John's. And Violet said she was going to the USA. And congratulations on your engagement. I am thrilled for you. St. John's is thrilled for you. Go girl. And I hope you have a good time in Texas. Paul Roberts joins us from Pontpranay, I think, which is Cardiff, really. So actually, we had Northern Germany, Montevideo in Uruguay, just to the east of Cardiff, Texas, temporarily Texas, and Cardiff. So lovely to have each and every one of you. And before we go any further, I'm sorry about last week. Those of you who tried to tune in last week found nothing, absolutely nothing. We've got wonderful broadcast software. It glitched. And by the time I got it sorted, it was all too late. We did get the podcast version and the phone version of the live stream up and running about an hour and 10 minutes late. So 10 past six rather than five. But we had missed really the window for the visual YouTube live stream. So, but we're back, and we hope to stay back. So hello to Ruth, who I know watches on catch up. Hello to Janet, who watches on catch up. Hello also to Elsa in Powys, who emailed me last week to say the live stream wasn't working, and Elsa watches us on catch up because she's not available when we do this live. Elsa, great to welcome you for the first time. Welcome you, even though you've been with us for ages. Now, once again, very special welcome to you if you're listening on the phone. So again, new name. Hello, Gail. I didn't know until this week that Gail also listens on the phone every week. Gail, great to have you with us. Hello to Iris, Jane, some of Jane's friends, and also to Ivy, Marilyn and Helen. Each and every one of you is very, very welcome. So friends, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and in the presence of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take time to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for today. We recorded it during the week and it's read for us by Ruth.
Collect for the 10th Sunday after Trinity. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, make them to ask such things as shall please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ruth. Today's reading comes from chapter 14 of the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's read for us today by, for the first time actually on the live stream, by Henry.
Matthew 14 from verse 22. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you, Henry. Good to have you on the live stream. And now, here's Heather with her address.
Just before the events in today's reading, Jesus has performed one of his greatest miracles. He has fed more than 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's an extraordinary moment. You might expect the disciples to be celebrating, full of excitement and confidence, but Jesus sends them off in a boat while he goes up the mountain to pray. and then, in the middle of the night, the disciples find themselves caught in a storm. They are exactly where Jesus has told them to be, and yet they still find themselves struggling. Sometimes we imagine that if we have faith, if we follow Christ, life should somehow become easier, but that isn't what the gospel promises. Faith doesn't mean that storms will never come. It means that when they do come, we don't face them alone. And we all know what storms can look like. Sometimes they are very obvious: illness, financial worries, uncertainty about the future. Sometimes they are much quieter: loneliness, disappointment, or simply that nagging feeling that God has somehow become distant. Matthew tells us that the disciples have been struggling for hours. It's the fourth watch of the night, somewhere between 3 and 6 in the morning. They must have been exhausted. And then Jesus comes to them, walking across the water. What I love about this story is that Jesus doesn't wait for the storm to stop before coming to them. He comes right in the middle of it. At first, they don't recognise him. They think he's a ghost. And I can understand that. When we're frightened or overwhelmed, we can become so focused on the waves around us that we fail to notice that Jesus is already there. And then Jesus speaks to them. "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Not because the storm isn't real, not because suffering doesn't matter, but because God is present. And then Peter does something remarkable. He gets out of the boat. He takes that first step of faith and actually walks towards Jesus. But then he looks at the wind and the waves and he becomes frightened. He begins to sink. Perhaps we've all had moments like that. We start out full of faith and confidence. We think, "Yes, I can do this." And then life gets difficult. We look at the size of the waves rather than at Jesus. And suddenly we're struggling to stay afloat. Peter doesn't have time for a long or complicated prayer. He simply cries out, "Lord, save me." And Matthew tells us that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately. No hesitation, no lecture, no demand that Peter prove himself first. Jesus simply reaches out his hand. That is grace. Sometimes God calms the storms around us. Sometimes God gives us the strength to keep going through the storm. But either way, Christ is with us. So whatever storm you may be facing today, remember this: you are not alone. The waves may be frightening, the wind may be strong, you may not know how things are going to turn out, but the hand of Christ is stronger still. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.
Thank you very much, Heather. And I have to say, personally, I loved that address when it came in towards the end of the week. I couldn't wait to share it with you all. Okay, so now we come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart, especially today, if you'd like us to pray for it in real time, do put it into the comments on YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. If you do it on catch up, we try to catch the comments and add your prayers to ours during the week. So let's bring the concerns of our hearts into the presence of God, our Creator, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for all your blessings to us. We thank you indeed for all the things that make our life good. And we pray that we will always be mindful of your blessings. We thank you, O Lord, for this good world. We thank you for the things you have made, the things we see and the things we have not seen. We pray that you would help us to live gently on this earth. We hold before you the founder of the Mothers Union, Mary Sumner, and we do that with Addy, as the Mothers Union celebrate their 150th anniversary today. And we pray for Susan and Sylvia in their recovery, for Emily following a road traffic accident, and for Abby, who is having some time at home in her family home. We pray for Bibi also. We hold before God Rowan, who is having a difficult time. We continue to pray for the people of Venezuela and Japan following the recent earthquakes and the people affected by the wildfires in Spain, France and the United Kingdom. We commend to God those who have died recently, including Sophie and Marilyn. We pray for her husband, Rex. And we commend Alan to God. We pray for his daughter, Wendy, Tracy, his granddaughter. And we commend with the utmost grace Bjorn's mother, who passed away today. We pray for Bjorn. We pray that at this difficult time he may know himself loved and not alone. And in a short time of quiet, we ask God to bless us, and we offer the unspoken prayers of our hearts to God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So before we just go on to the next section, Bjorn, I just want to say the whole prayers of the community of St. John are with you and your family at this time. We will keep you in our prayers, and if you let us know the date of your mother's funeral, we will pray for her and you on that day. We greatly appreciate you being part of this community, and we're deeply touched that that you would reach out to us on such a day as this. Friends, thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's, each and every one of you. We say evening prayer each weekday at 5 o'clock. It lasts around 15 minutes. It takes place on Zoom. If you'd like to join us, let me know. I'll send you the links. This week, we also have our Friday 12 noon Eucharist at St. John's. Next week, as usual, we'll have the 10 o'clock morning Eucharist at St. John's. We'll be on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5. And of course, in August, there's no Evensong. However you join us, whenever you join us, wherever you join us from, it's great to have you with us. And each and every one of you is very much part of our community. As we leave this service, Here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, thank you all for being with us today. We wish each and every one of you a blessed week. And we'll end, as ever, with some photos. We start with a photo of Reverend Joe as he was licensed to his new parish a couple of weeks ago. We were due to show you this last week, but we didn't get online last week. You'll notice he has a Scout's necker around his neck. And this was presented in friendship by the leader of the local scout troop in his new parish. And as we ended the broadcast a couple of weeks ago, Bjorn from Lübeck mentioned that he particularly liked one of the photos we'd shown. I wasn't quite sure which photo he'd mentioned, and I realised afterwards that I think I know which one he meant when I photobombed a photo of two of the guys. Whether or not that was the one he meant, I've included it this week. Then we have a couple of photos from last week, which we couldn't show you, and some from St. John's this morning, courtesy of Reverend Heather. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog Chi.